If you have your Bibles, come with me to the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, John chapter 10, verses 24 through 29. Jesus is speaking, and he's trying to help the Jews understand. The Jews gathered around him and were saying to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. You do not believe the works that I do in my Father's name. These testify of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. No one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand." Let's pray. Father, if we have a New Year's resolution to make, it is that we will go out into the new year holding your hand, and throughout the year hold your hand. Confident that no matter what the year brings, nothing can snatch us out of your hand. Be with us as we worship, Father. Open up your word to us. Give us your spirit that he may speak to us, that he may touch our hearts and our minds, so that when we leave, we will know that we have heard from you and have been in your presence. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, every new year is filled with both excited expectations and unsettled concerns. Young people planning weddings, and we've got a couple coming up, are excited about the new year. They don't worry about anything. How much the wedding cost? That's why you have parents. They're just excited about everything that's going to happen in the new year. People who watch too much TV news tend to be very unsettled about the new year, because the TV news wants you to be afraid, so you'll watch tomorrow. Fear sells. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that we have no way of knowing all that the new year holds. All right, I'll confess, I did watch a little football yesterday. I'm a little torn for the national championship game. I have a lot of friends in Georgia, spent a lot of time there. But they're playing a school for the national championship called Texas Christian. Am I actually going to root against the Christians? Texas Christian, at the start of the football season, had a new coach, still trying to figure out what to do, first year. And because in Las Vegas they will give you odds on anything and everything, the odds of Texas Christian making the national championship game were 200-1. But you never know what a new year is going to hold. That's the truth about anything. The stock market, politics, world events, football games, kids. You never know what the new year is going to hold. Way back, At the Christmas of 1939, life in England was very unsettled, and most everyone was frightened. They had a new king. The old king had stunned everyone by abdicating the throne to marry a woman who could never be a royal. And then in September of that year, war with Germany began when the Germans invaded Poland. And the new king spoke to his people for only the second time that Christmas. But his thoughts were less on Christmas and more on the people's fear and all that they may be facing in the coming months. The story goes that either the king's wife or the Princess Elizabeth had given the king a poem by a missionary and academic by the name of Minnie Haskins. And the poem was entitled, God Knows. The king was particularly taken with the opening, and it goes like this. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way. So I went forth, finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. And he led me toward the hills and the breaking of the day in the lone east. That is a powerful word. And that is the right word on any New Year's Day. Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way. Have faith. Step out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. This is what Jesus was saying to the Jews. How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, these testify of me, but you do not believe, because you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, so that no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. Your hand in God's hand is safer than a known way, and nothing can snatch you out of His hand. As I was working on this and reading that poem and thinking of Joe Mills. Going forward, that's my prayer for Joe. It's my prayer for Tom Holly up in Tupelo, Mississippi. Just take hold of the Father's hand. In your grief, in your pain, in your brokenness, in your sorrow, take hold of the Father's hand. And He will never let you go. And nothing can snatch you out of His hand. When the disciples were in the fishing boat and the storm had waves washing over the side and they were sure they were about to die, they were in fact safer than they could have imagined. For the Lord and Master of the wind and the waves and the storm was with them. When Jonah was thrown overboard, thrown out into the sea, He was safer than he could have imagined, for the Lord and master of the creatures of the earth and the seas was with him. And when one night Peter was in the jail cell of the king, set to be executed in the morning, he was safer than he could have imagined, for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was with him. Not only down through the ages and in the scriptures, but even here among us, are stories of how we were safer than any known way simply because we were in God's hands. And as we go out into the new year, perhaps fearful of what the year might bring, brothers and sisters, place your hand into the hand of God and never be afraid. But the future is dark. We have always been afraid of the dark. Not only do we find security in the hand of God, but there in God's hand, we are walking with the light of the world. There in God's hand, we are walking with the light of the world. Psalm 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." Isaiah chapter 6, verse 2. Seraphim stood above him, each having wings. With two he covered his feet, and with two he covered his face. And with two he flew. And he called out, one to the other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory, of his light." And in John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The closer we walk hand in hand with God, the more we walk in his light. The closer we walk hand in hand with God, the more we walk in his light. And the more we walk in his light, the better we can see the world. We can better see the world's sin. We can better see the world's pain and the world's lies, so that we know better how to confront the sin, ease the pain, and speak the truth to the lies. Further, John says in John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, "If we say we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin." So as we walk hand in hand with the Lord, walking in his light, we have greater fellowship with him and greater fellowship with one another. The more we are in the light, the better we can see each other, the better we know how to pray for each other, support each other, love each other. And that is something that the world out there does not understand, does not know, finds curious. We can see our brothers and sisters better, and we are able to love one another better. And at the same time, this also helps to keep us safer than any known way. 1939 was a tough year for England and its new king. 1940 would be even tougher. In fact, the next 5+ years of World War II would be incredibly hard. Let me be clear, walking hand in hand with God means that you walk in His light and in His security. But it doesn't mean there won't be tough times. Jesus went to the cross, remember? If the Son of God can go to the cross and suffer that way, then why should we think that life in God's hands will be easy or without pain? He never promised us that He would keep us out of the valley of the shadow of death, only that He would be with us, holding our hand every step of the way, a light unto our path, shining light in the darkness, keeping us safe, His rod and His staff comforting us, shepherding us through the valley, through the new year, and through our lives. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And I don't fear going out into a new world. Yes, it's a scary world out there, but our God is bigger. Yes, there's so much unknown, so much darkness, but as He shines His light, we can see where to go and how to go. So let us go out into the darkness and put our hands into the hand of God. And that shall be better than light and safer than a known way. Let's pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless His holy name. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. So, Father, as Your glory shines around us, as Your glory, like a great light, illuminates our path, we are reminded, Father, that in heaven, in the city four square, there is no sun, there is no moon. It is all illuminated by Your light, by Your glory. And Father, if You are for us, who can be against us? For there is no Goliath, no army, no power on earth that can separate us from You or that can overcome You. And so, Father, we will go out into the new year with strength and confidence and hope, knowing that we go with You hand in hand, and that there will be nothing impossible for You. Thank You, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.